You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
All right, good evening, people. Welcome to KLQP Radio here. We are at Lockpile Valley High School in tonight's Camden Conference Volleyball matchup between the state-ranked Canby Lancers and our Lockpile Valley Eagles. This is the Subway pregame show, and like Subway, you eat fresh. This is a fresh broadcast for you, and alongside of me is my broadcast partner, Sue Volk. Sue, good evening.
Hey, buddy. Good to be here.
Yeah, so this is one of two firsts for me. The first one is this is the first time I am broadcasting a volleyball match on the radio. So you'll have to bear with me. Hopefully we can get everything in so you understand what's going on. And the second first, Sue, is this is the first time I get to work with you on the radio.
Exactly, yeah. I'm kind of excited about doing this, folks. I mean, I've done a couple games with Paul, and we'll get through it because I know the lingo, and you got the mouth for the broadcasting. So we're good to go.
All right, we will do the best that we can. Well, let's talk a little bit about these two teams tonight. As we mentioned, Canby is state ranked. They are ranked number 6 in the state in the current poll, or the latest poll that came out on Monday. They are 8-3 overall, 3-0 in the Camden Conference. They've won their last 4 games. They've only had 3 losses on the year, and those 3 losses came to the number 4 ranked team, RTR, the Knights, and to 2 4A schools in a tournament, Lakeville North and Maple Grove, where both of those teams had winning records. So Sue, Canby brings a very good squad tonight.
Yeah, you know what? And the big thing about that team, Bart, is that they're very young. They have one senior on the squad, and I think the rest of them, they serve as sophomores and a junior. So kudos to them. I think we'll see some fun things out of them tonight.
Yeah, it should be an entertaining match, and Janine Wright is the coach of Canby, the Lancers, in her 19th season. And we talked about them being number 6 in the state, where the Camden Conference this year and Section 3A is loaded. There are currently 4 teams in the top 10 in the state. Mineota is number 1. RTR is number 4. Canby, as we mentioned, is number 6. And now into the polls at number 10 is RCW. So there are going to be a lot of challenges for Lockpile this year. So
yeah, this section's tough. It's always been tough, but I think this year is extremely tough.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about Lockpile, the home team tonight, Sue.
Okay, well, they have a record of 3-5, and they're 1-2 in the conference. And, you know, Lockpile, they lost 4 of their last 5 matches, and I guess I watched them. And I think they went to Lakeview on Tuesday night, and they had a tough match. Lakeview's pretty tough, and I was talking to a parent tonight, and they're tough 7th grade through 12. So they got a good program going down there. So Lockpile, Brooklyn Hills, the head coach, will be coming back, and she'll want to do some good things tonight and get her team back on track.
Yeah, I spoke with her just briefly when we were getting the starting lineups, and she told me the key tonight is they really have to play consistent all around, and she was not going to mince words. She said Canby's a very good team. They're young, but they're very good. They're very well coached. They're very disciplined, so it's going to be a tough night. And I happen to mention, well, hopefully the homecoming crowd, the spirit of homecoming, will propel you to victory tonight. And she kind of chuckled, and she said, I hope you're right. So, and speaking of the crowd, it's, you know, the Neon Knights is the theme. And, boy, the student body section is really filling up now, and they're wearing all kinds of neon colors. And, in fact, it's kind of blinding, Sue.
It is. I think we need some sunglasses up here. It's kind of fun to see, you know, because we're getting into the winter season, the fall season and whatnot. And so it's like to see the bright pink that you probably see in the summertime. So, yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, well, there was a C squad and B squad match here before this one here, and in the C squad match, you've got the scores on that one.
Yeah, I actually had to ref that game tonight, so it's kind of fun. You know, it was back and forth, and both teams played very, very well. But Lockpile came up on top, 25-21 and 27-25. So they played very well. I think the C squad overall hasn't had a lot of wins, so it was good fun to see them play consistently as a team tonight. So.
Yeah, and they had a lot of the B squatters cheering them on, and of course the student body, the ones that got here early, they were making a lot of noise, and it's got to be pretty thrilling for the C squatters to play in front of an exuberant crowd, and maybe that's what propelled them to victory.
Yeah, for sure.
And we just got through watching the B squad match. Canby won the B squad match 3-0. They won the first game, a really close game, 25-23. Won the second game 25-17, and won that third set, I should say, 15-9. So they won that match 3-0. And so that brings us to our varsity game here. The girls are doing the warm-ups. We've got about 5 minutes before the starting lineups and the anthem. So let's go through your State Farm starting lineups for both teams, and I'll start it off with the Canby Lancers. Again, head coach Janae Wright. She's assisted by Carrie Wollum and Lori Rangard. So number one, Emily Nelson. She's a setter. Number two, Bryn Cockleman. We got number three, Jaren Hausman. Number four, Carly Wollum. We got number six, Grace Hansen. Number nine, Brooklyn Kindop. And number 18, the libero, is Aliyah Rangard. And if you recognize the name Brooklyn Kindop, she was the player of the game last week when Sandy went over to Dawson and defeated the Blackjacks last week, so she knows she's a tough player. And your starting lineups for Black Apollo, too.
Okay, so we'll start out with number one, Peyton Sachs. She's a 5'4 ninth grader. She plays the defensive specialist position. With number four, Brandy Myers. She's a 5'9 junior. She plays an outside hitter position. Jalen Lee, she's a 5'11 junior. She plays a middle hitter. Our homecoming queen is Claire Borsted. She plays libero position. She's a 5'6 senior. Abby Amlin, she's a setter. She's a 5'11 sophomore. Caitlin Kittleson is also a setter. She's a number 8. She's a 5'7 senior. And number 15, Kaylin Kahn is a sophomore, and she's a 5'10 middle hitter. So, and I want that they're coached by Brooke and Gould, which we talked about, and assisted by Caitlin Morrison and Tyler Peters. And I'm going to give a shout-out to those managers because I think they do a lot of great things behind the scenes that no one gives credit. They don't get enough credit for, and that's Aspen Bendel and Andy Doctor.
Good point there, and I forgot to mention the grades, and who did allude to it early on in the Subway pregame show. The starting lineup for Canby, very, very young. Brooklyn Kindop is the only senior on the team. Aliyah Rangard is just a junior. And the other five players, Emily Nelson, Bryn Cockleman, Jaren Hausman, Carly Wollum, Grace Hansen, are all sophomores. And so that was your State Farm starting lineup. State Farm, sponsored by Tony Arata. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And two, like a good neighbor, KLQP is allowing us to broadcast this game tonight. So,
awesome.
We have a little time here. We've got about 3 minutes to go. We're going to talk about the Lac Parra homecoming, a very busy week, a lot of emotions. And sometimes for coaches, it's kind of a nightmare because the kids have a lot of things going on. But why don't you run down some of the things that are going to take place tomorrow for homecoming?
So I guess the biggest thing tomorrow is the parade at 1 o'clock. So that's outside of Blackpool and then in front of the school here. So I think your statue lined up in the back and just come around the school. And I think they actually go around twice. And I think the elementary kids come out and participate in that too, which they look forward to. The staff was given shirts from Jim's Clothing. So all of the kids and all of the staff will be in the same shirt tomorrow. So that'll be kind of fun. And they're taking a big picture of LQPV out in the football field. So that'll be kind of fun to see, something we've never done before. After that is a pep fest in the gym here at 1:30, so we'll fill up the gym and we'll do all kinds of fun things in here, and then the powder puff is at 2:30 outside, and then 3:30 to 7 is inflatables, and 5 to 7 is taste of last power, and maybe we'll talk about some of those kinds of things in, you know, during the match tonight. And of course then the big game tomorrow night, always is alumni, the homecoming, alumni come back to watch that, and it's versus Bold at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that aerial photo of all of those people spelling out LQPV on the football field. I'm not sure how they're taking that picture or who's taking that picture. I'm assuming it's a drone of some sort, but that will be cool. And then, of course, the Lac Parra Eagles will be taking on the Bold Warriors. The Bold Warriors were ranked number 2 last week in the state football poll, so that's going to be a tough matchup for them as well. And I believe Paul Raymer will be over in Dawson to do the Dawson YME game. So if you want to see the Lac Parra football team play, you just got to come out for the game tomorrow night. And boy, the taste of Lac Parra, you're not going to go away hungry, that's for sure.
No, we'll talk about those later.
All right, so we got about a minute to go here. As we mentioned, Camden Conference matchup between Canby and Lacapelle. Canby again coming in with an 8-3 record, 3-0 in the Camden Conference. Lacapelle 3-5 and 1-2 in the Camden Conference. There's about 40 seconds left to finish up their warm-ups, and they're going to then do the lineups and the national anthem. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back to the studio, take a couple-minute commercial break, and, hey, don't forget to thank those great sponsors that allow us to bring these games to you. We've got a pretty unique situation with the radio station KLQP. They broadcast a lot of games in a lot of different sports, and we thank all your sponsors for bringing that. So we'll be back with the first serve after these messages from our great sponsors.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Okay. So welcome back, everyone. This is Bart Hill alongside my broadcast partner, Sue Volk. We are at Lac Parle Valley High School for tonight's Camden Conference Volleyball action. And boy, it looks like it's going to be a great one. As we mentioned, Canby State ranked number 6, 8-3 overall, having an outstanding season. They are a young team, 5 sophomores, 1 senior, 1 junior. But the thing is, Sue, they don't play like they're young.
No, they don't. According to their record, it shows that, you know, Bart, I tell you what, I'm sitting right next to you, and I feel like I can't hear a word you're saying because there's so many people here. There's a big student section here full of pink and orange and yellow and lime green, and we're here to see a great volleyball match tonight.
Yeah, and just so the listeners know, we are on the live stream as well. So if you go to the LQPV.org website and click on the home page and you go down to the live stream, you can watch the action tonight. and listen to Sue and I on the radio or on the live stream. And boy, that is a loud cheer from a whole crowd. They're getting ready to announce Loughborough Eagles here. And boy, it's just amazing. And now they're throwing out something to the crowd. I don't know what it was.
Looks like some neon sticks or something, I think, at the door. They were handing out neon.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing
out neon light sticks. So, you know, it would have been better, too, if they would have shut off the lights and did the introduction in the dark and then had all the kids wearing the bracelets, the light sticks or whatever. So,
yeah, that would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll just run down the lineup real quick again. First of all, for Candy Lancers, a 5'8 sophomore, number one, Emily Nelson. A 5'5 sophomore, number two, Bryn Cockleman. A 5'2 sophomore, number three, Jaren Hausman. A 5'9 sophomore, number four, Carly Wollum. A 5'8 sophomore, number six, Grace Hansen. And a 6-foot senior, number nine, Brooklyn Kindop. And a 5'3" junior, number 18, Alaya Randard. And for Lacaparo, we've got Peyton Sachs. She's a 5'4 ninth grader. Brandy Meyer, she's a 5'9 junior. Jalen Lee is a 5'11 junior. We've got Claire Borstedt, the homecoming queen, a 5'6 senior. Abby Amlin, a 5'11" sophomore. Caitlin Kittleson is a 5'7" senior. And then we've got Kaylee Kahn, who is a 5'10" sophomore. So those are your two starting lineups. And they're just finishing up with the introductions here, introducing the officials, and we'll be ready to go in just a brief moment. And there was the starting whistle. The teams are clearing, heading to their benches now. The fans are still on their feet. In fact, quite a few of the student body is still on the court, too.
You're exactly. And then the band's right in front of them. We got a lot of kind of commotion going on right now.
Yeah, just like back in the day when they had to run through the Stanford band to get a touchdown. And so here we go. So Brooklyn Kindop, number nine, where is that? She was a player of the game the last time they were on the air. And in the back row, we've got, I'll run through those quickly. We've got number six is Grace Hansen. Number one is Emily Nelson. Number six, Grace Hansen, is coming out for the libero. Number 18, Alaya Rangard. And then in to serve is number three, Jaren Hausman. So Candy is going to serve. She's on her far left, way back. And here we go, the first serve of the game. That was dug up there. And then Pulse is in there. Yeah, what happened on that one?
I don't know, just kind of miscommunication. They're going to have to get that fixed, you know, because you got to communicate. Volleyball is a big game of communication, and you got to be able to talk to your teammates.
That's a 1-0 Canby early on. There's another serve to Caitlin Kittleson. And that's Abby Amlin bumps it up, and it's tipped over, and that's going to go out of bounds, and that's point lack of power.
For sure.
With our nice job of serving by Jaren Hausman, the Eagles didn't really get an attack going, but now is their chance. That Claire Borstedt, number six, will be the first server. Now we have officials coming out there. I think there's something on. It's probably a light stick.
It is a light stick. That never made it over to the fans. There we go.
There's all kinds of stuff on the court. Good job by the officials to catch that. You don't want anyone slipping. So Claire Borstedt will serve. It's a 1-1 tie right now early in the first set. It is just served by Claire. Nice serve. That was dug in back row. There's a set. A nice hit by number one, I believe that was, Emily Nelson.
Yeah, I think Brandy Meyer got a hand on that, but just blocked out.
Yeah. Tried to go up and block it. That'll bring up Brooklyn Kindop will now serve for the Lancers. Tall girl, 6-footer. She's the tallest girl out there, I believe. There's a serve, and they're going to call her for
You have to have your hands, both hands on the ball at the same time. You can't have a double hit, and that's what he called her on.
So 3-1 now, Candy. That was a really powerful serve. There's a dig from the back row. Kittleson gets it to Amlin. She bumps it over. There's a set, and number four, powerful spike. Wow. Carly Wollum took a nice set from Emily Nelson, and she just powered that to the back row.
Yeah, there was no way that we were going to be able to dig that up. She powered that to the floor.
So far, Candy with a 4-1 lead. They're doing a nice job, Sue, of getting the ball to their hitters. There's a dig in the back row. Amlin gets it up to Jalen Lee, and it's just a little bit too far.
Nope. Rockwell wants a touch on that with the block, and it's very hard to call because sometimes you can't see it, but it definitely was over their head and was out.
Okay, so Kindop will serve again now. And there's a little bump by Lee, and a block at the net. Goes back to Orsted. A little touch pass over the net. Same thing by number two, Cockleman. And here comes number four. That was Brandy Meyer, tried to spike it and got knocked back right.
Yeah, the blockers for Canby are right there. So she's got to go around the block or over the block.
6-1 now, Canby, in this first set. There's another serve by Kindop over to Borstad. This is going to be bumped backwards by Abby Amlin. There's a nice spike by number six, Grace Hansen. Boy, that is the difference early on. It looks like Brooklyn Gold is going to take a timeout here, and we'll take a commercial break and come back after these messages from our fine sponsors.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader, located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
All right, welcome back to Lac Powell, everyone. Bart Hill along with Sue Volk. Brooklyn Gold took a timeout there. What do you suppose she's telling the girls?
Well, they just need to regroup and get set and play their match, you know. They just got to play as a team and communicate and get the ball back here so they can start serving and score some points.
All right, served by Kindop was over, and now they've got it. Nice hit, a long spike by number six, Grace Sampson, but that was out. So Lex Powell finally gets on the board again, down 7-2. Yeah, early on, Canby is really doing a nice job. They're getting the ball to their setters, and they're setting up their net people and the frontline people that are spiking the ball pretty well. And Lex Powell is just kind of a little bit discombobulated, and a lot of their hits are just to get the ball over the net, and that's not going to create a lot of pressure against Canby.
So here we got a warning by their on our team because they had jewelry on the floor. So
yes.
Referee's given us a warning.
So there's a serve by Brandy Meyer, and that was out. Ooh, unfortunate mistake there. So that is a point to Canby, 8-2.
Yeah, those are the little things you got to do. You got to get those serves in. Now Canby can capitalize on that. Hopefully we just play our game there.
The serving is number two, Bryn Cockleman. There's a serve right up to the fence, and Abby sets it up for Jalen Lee. A little bit off balance, but it was enough to put it down.
Number six in the net.
Okay, there we go. Point Lac Apollo, 8-3 now.
Yeah, Grace Hansen is in the net there, but not by much.
So Abby Amlin will serve again. And that's over the net. Right from the back row. Can be set by Ben Cockleman. And that is in the hands of Carly Wallum, and she spiked the ball and went off the hands of the Eagles player, so point Canby. 9-3 now.
Yeah, Canby's just doing a nice job getting the ball to their setter, so she has, you know, a nice set to her hitters.
Yes. There's a serve by number four, Carly Wallum.
There's a nice set by Lac Powell.
Good job. And that set was a little bit off by Bryn Cockleman. Just never gave her a hitter a chance. Point Lac Apollo, 9-4. We got a substitution in here now.
Kaylee Kahn comes in front row.
Yep, I just said it's Kaylee Kahn.
Oh, is it Kaylee Kahn? Okay.
There's a set by number two, and there's a push pass over the top by, I think that was number five, was that? I believe, yes. Addison Dreesen is in the game now for Canby. So 10-4 now, Canby over Lac Apollo. This is the first set. That's 3 out of 5. There's a serve. There's a set by Kittleson. Put over the net. And spike into the net by number five, Dreesen.
Number nine, Kayla Kessler, is on the floor playing the outside hitter now, and she was right there for that block.
All right. Now they're making another substitution. Peyton Sachs is back into the game for Kessler.
Tell you what, though, Bart, they're going to keep us on our toes. They're lots of substitutions.
They are. I'm glad you're along with me. I don't know how Paul does it on his own. So we got Peyton Flex is now going to serve as she just entered. And that's a successful serve over the net. Set up by number two, Cockleman. Set by Kittleson. And there's a little spike by Kahn. It's picked up. Back over to the Eagles. Kittleson bumps it over. Set by Kochman and a little touch pass by Kindop. That one over. Nice block by Kahn. And they're going to get the point there. Oh, they got it 2 hits. All right. Wow. I don't know if you can hear this, but if you're watching the live stream, student body really loved that play. Long volley.
Yeah, that was Kaylee Kahn in the middle there, and she just kept after it.
She just had a couple nice blocks there. 10-6 now, Canby with the lead. There's Sachs gets it over. Again to Kochman. There's number 4. Wow. She had got up on that one. Carly Wallum.
Yeah, she saw the floor open over there in the corner, and
she came from the back row and spiked that one, and it was a no doubter. 11-6 now, Canby.
Yep, she's actually the B squad, coach's daughter.
All right. Number 1 serving, Emily Nelson, gets it over. And here's Kittleson with a nice set by Kittleson. Haley Kahn with the spike. Kill.
I think Lackpile's a little bit more fired up now than when they first started the match, so.
Yeah, they brought in a couple of substitutes, and boy, they're really fired up, and that's getting the student body fired up. 11-7 now, Lackpile. And Caitlin Kittleson with the serve. Nice shot serve, got it over. Going to number 1, Nelson, and she gets it to Kindop, and that was blocked at the net. Eagles have it. Abby Hamlin sets it up. That was blocked at the net. And now she's going to have a chance to tip it over. Canby has it. And it was set by Nelson, and wow, there's a hard spike there.
Is that Emily Nelson, number 1?
So a nice job again. The Eagles have been playing better since it started. I believe they were down 7-1.
They were.
It's 7 now, so we got number 3, Jaren Hausman, is serving for the Lancers now. That was a good serve. Ooh, just bounced off Peyton Sachs in the back row.
Tell you what,
quite handle that.
Canby Lancers have some really good servers.
Yeah, they got a little top spin on there, so that ball's getting over the net, and it's just heading downward. And so we got Hausman's going to serve again, and that takes the back row over to Abby Hamlin. And nice little touch pass over. Canby's got it now. Good set to number 4. And she bounces that off of Brandy Meyer for the point. Carly Wallum again with another kill. She's got 4 on the night now. And Canby is leading 14-7 in the first set here. And that was a spike. Gets it over by Kahn. That went to net.
Oh,
nice spike by Kahn. She kind of was in frantic mode. Got it over the net. They bumped it right back to her, and she just slammed it back.
You know, as a middle hitter, you're always waiting for a ball like that. But it's called a meatball, and you just put that ball away, and she was right in front of her.
She just needed a little spaghetti because there was plenty of meatball there. Holy moly. There's one over to Kindop. She touches it over to Kittleson. And there's a spike by Meyer. That was blocked and went over the net. There's a set by Emily Nelson and a spike by number 2, Bryn Kochman. Well, she's 5'5", Sue, but boy, she really gets off the court.
She does, yeah.
She's got great hops for being 5'5". Nice spike. And that's her second kill of the night. Brooklyn Kindop is serving. It's down to Borstedt in the back row, over to Kittleson. And off three spikes it. And went on off the hands of a Lancer, so the Eagles will pick up a point there. 15-9 now.
Yeah, that was a nice pass up to Jalen Lee, and she put it away.
Yeah, you don't always have to be right next to the net and jump to get at that spike. She was about 4 feet off, but she took a good angle. Now we got, I believe, Kessler checked back into the game. Jada Kessler for Peyton Sachs. Ooh, hard serve by Brandy Meyer, but that hit the net. And again, I think that's the second time she's done that, unfortunately, for the Eagles. 16-9 now, Canby with the lead. And we got Bryn Kochman who's serving. Gets the ball over to Borstedt. Ooh, that's Hamlin saves that to get it over the net. That's number 1 who spikes it. Nelson. That's picked up. Jalen Lee blocked at the net. And Canby will get it. A little bit of an off balance attempt on that one. But
yeah, they actually, I don't think it even went over. I think they call her 5 hits, double hits.
Okay. So 17-9 now. Canby stretching out that lead. Kochman with the serve. That is good. Picked up dug by Borstedt. Nice set. Jada Kessler. And that was in. I was going to say, that had to hit the line, boys.
Wow, I don't know. Ryan says over there, Heidi Gruner, she's right on top of it.
She was standing about 2 feet in front of it, and that just caught the red line, and that was good. 17-10 now. Abby Hamlin serving for the Eagles, down 17-10. The state-ranked Camby, number 6 in the state. There's a serve that is good, into the back row. That was Doug over to Cockerman. She's going to set up a powerful spike there by Emily Nelson. Gets back over to Camby. It was 18, Lyra Rangard, and just couldn't do anything with that.
No, yeah, that's right, too close to the net, and so they had no chance to get it back over.
We got Addison Dreesen checking in now again for number 3, Jern Hausman. So serving now is Carly Wallum. Gets the serve over. Nice set by Kittleson over to Lee, and just a little bit high. Just got to get that timing down a little bit more. It seemed like she jumped and she was on her way down when she tried to hit that, and that created the wrong angle.
Timeout, Lac Parr Valley.
All right, Lac Parr is going to take another timeout. We'll be back after these messages. Camby 19, Lac Parr 10.
Hi, this is Brandy Meyer from the LKPV volleyball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Hi, welcome back to Lac Parr, everyone. Bart Hill along with Sue Volk, bringing you Camden Conference Volleyball action. We are in set number 1, and Camby just picked up another point there. They're leading 20-10. First one to 25 will win this set. And again, Sue, they're a little bit out of position, and we're just not really getting a good offensive set to us right now.
I think what attests to that, Bart, is that they're hard serves and hard spikes. I mean, it's hard to get underneath them. You just got to find a way and keep solid behind them and keep pushing them up, but Camby's hitting it hard.
All right, long volley here. Going over to Kittleson. She's going to set up Jalen Lee. And that one just barely made it back over. I'm not sure what happened there. Abby Amlin was going to go up, and all of a sudden she just stopped herself, and the ball landed right next to her.
That was a nice hit there by number 2. Who's number 2? Brynn Cockleman.
Well, we got another substitute for Lac Parr in, too.
Okay, number 11 is going to be Carson Whitnable.
All right,
comes in for the back row.
Just a freshman for Carson Whitnable. Number 4, Carly Wallum, still serving. Gets it over to Kittleson. She's going to set up to Jada Kessler. And that ball is returned and kind of landed in no man's land.
Yeah.
It was just a well-placed hit over the net.
Yeah,
Camby's
very good about seeing the court and where to place the ball and where the players are not.
22-10 now, the lead is widening. And it's Meyer over to, and they're, what do they call, double hit?
Two hits, yep.
All right, a double hit there by, I think that was Brandy Meyer.
Yeah, sometimes you almost can hear that.
Yes, kind of a double thump, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So 23 now, 10, they're getting closer here. And over to Whitnable, she gets the lead, and Jada Kessler returns it over the net. And Cockerman's going to set up number 1, Nelson. Boy, nice stop in the back row by Meyer to get that ball over, and you can hear the crowd. They love that play. There's the Meyer again. Goes up, and nobody's there. Just a little miscommunication. I think Caitlin Kittleson was going to try to get that.
Yeah, she's usually that setter's got that second hit. She just couldn't get there, and I think she was hollering for help. But it's allowed in here, so you can't really hear all of that.
So here's the set point for Camby now, 24-10. And there it is, set number 1. Camby 25, Lac Parr 10. So we'll be back with set 2. We'll take a commercial break here and be back with more volleyball action from Lac Parr Valley after these messages.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089, with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212, and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same day service, they come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson says whether you're in need of a last-minute gift, decor for your home, new furniture, or custom woodwork, they can do it for you. It's appointments only at T&D Barnwood Rustics, so give Tom and Delight a call at 605-695-1246. That's 605-695-1246 today. That's T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson, owners.
All right, welcome back to Lac Poe, Camden Conference Volleyball action. Bart Hill along with Sue Volk. We just watched Lac Poe started the service on this second set, and what a long volley that was, Sue.
It was. Well, Tammy came on the top with a hard fight, but they went back and forth for a long time, and I feel that Lac Poe is going to come out competitive in doing this set.
Yeah, they definitely need to. You don't want to fall down two sets to nothing, so Abby Hamlin gets that ball over, deflects off of Cockleman. And there's a hard spike again by Carly Wallum, and that goes out of bounds.
Peyton Sack tried to get it, you know, behind it, but it just hit so hard and so close to the floor that it's hard to dig them up.
Yeah, they really have a nice job net people that are putting the ball over and with authority. There's Brandy Meyer a little bit off balance, but she gets it over the net. First, Emily Nelson, she's going to set up Cockleman. That is a dugout. And there's Jalen Lee with a hard spike. And a little touch pass over the net by Carly Wallum. There's a spike by, I think that was Abby Hamlin, that was blocked over to Borstead. Kittleson's going to set up Randy Meyer, and that goes off the top of the net. And a little thing.
Yeah, that was another long volley there. But
well, we're seeing a little bit better defense by the Eagles this time. And they have to play a little bit better if they want to stay in this match. Or, yeah, this match. So second set here, Camby won that first set, 25-10. So
Brandy Meyer is going to serve with Canby leading 2-1. Ball gets over the net, and that is going to be deflected off of number 3, Jen Hausman, for Eagles point, and we're 2-2, Sue.
Yeah, wait for Brandy to come back. She missed a couple serves in the first set, and so she's coming back with a, that was a nice serve from her.
And a big confidence booster. There's Brandy Meyer again, and that one was long.
I jinxed her.
You jinxed her, Sue. A lot of people don't believe in jinxes, but I do. But that one was about 10 feet over the back line. So 3-2 Canby now. So we got Bryn Cockleman is going to serve for Canby. Brandy Meyer on her knees gets that ball up. There's a spike by Jalen Lee that is blocked at the net. And now we got the lefty, number 1, Emily Nelson, spikes it. Eagles pick that up. Nice little touch pass by, I think, Jada Kessler is back in the game. She gets the ball, dumps it to Meyer, back to Kessler, over the net. It's going to be a set by Cockleman, and that's deflected and blocked, and Jalen Lee,
Yeah, she went up for the block, but, you know, she then it came right back at her, and she had no choice but to hit it again, so double hit.
She hit it like 3 times.
Maybe.
So 4-2 now, Canby in the second set. Canby's up 1-0. There's Cockleman, and she serves it into the net. I think that's the first service error I've seen by Canby tonight. So 4-3. Abby Amlin will be serving for the Eagles. Down 4-3 in the second set. Super crowd. The student body's been on their feet the whole time. Just love their enthusiasm. Amlin gets it over, and it's bumped right back. Goes up to Kittleson, over to Amlin, and a nice little touch pass over, but Canby picks it up. It's going to be a spike by number 4, Terry Wallum. Nice touch pass by Jalen Lee.
Yeah.
It was one of those where it kind of deflected off of someone, went right to her, and she just found a good spot for it.
Yeah, plays not over, so keep playing. So that's exactly what she did. She's playing hard.
All right, so 4-4 now. We're all tied here in the second set. And the Amlin with a chance for the Eagles to take their first lead of the night. Successful serve there. Goes over to Cockleman. She's going to set up number 4, Carly Wallum. That's over, but the Eagles pick it up. Again, Cockleman's going to set up this time. Number 1, Emily Nelson. She flexed off the Eagles. But Claire Morstead with a nice bump to get it back over. Another set. Another little touch pass. A dig. Oh, wow. That was almost a fantastic dig by Claire Morstead.
It was great effort by both teams there. That's fun to watch.
She said a spiking Carly Wallum just went out there and touched it. Thought she found a perfect spot. And in comes out of nowhere came Claire Morstead and dove for that, but didn't get it high enough. So Carly Wallum will now serve. Gets it to Kessler, over to Lee. She gets it over the net. Cockleman is going to set up number 6, Grace Hansen, for the point. And they have multiple girls that attack the net, too.
Yeah, they do. You know, they're fun to watch, and they're small, but they can jump high.
That's right. Carly Wallum with a successful serve. Oh, it was bumped right into number 6, Grace Hansen.
That was another meatball.
That was another meatball. We should open up an Italian restaurant, too, because there are a lot of meatballs here tonight. I did not know what a meatball was. Now I do. Here's a serve from Wallum over to Kessler. She's going to get up to Kittleson. That's locked in next. Lee's going to get it up to Claire Borstedt. She's going to just hit it over. Set by Cockleman. And there comes Nelson with another hard. You know, that lefty, if you're not paying attention, you know, I'm sure the girls know she's a lefty, but that's just a different angle.
Yeah, it is. And she goes cross court. So you never, you know, she can go down the line or she can go cross court. So you never know which way she's going to come at you. And she does a great job at it.
All right. Served by Wallum. Gets over now. Borstedt returns it back over. Ackerman's going to set up Dreesen. Back to Meyer. Over to Kittleson, over to Jada Kessler for the kill. Nice job.
Yeah, that's first kill for Jada Kessler.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Caitlin Kittleson, the setter's doing a good job. She's having to go all over the court there, and she's getting to some balls and getting up to the hitters.
All right, 8-5, Canby with the lead. Jalen Lee gets a successful set, goes right to Cockleman. Boy, she pounded that one. Emily Nelson, man. That had force behind it.
And what is she? She's 5'8". She doesn't look 5'8 to me.
So Brooklyn Chindop coming into the game, checking in for Grace Hansen. There's a serve over to a nice little touch pass by Borstedt. And there is number 1. Wow. Again, Emily Nelson. She just tattooed that one off of Abby Amlin. That has got to be tough to return. 10-5 now, Canby with the lead. They're just tied, not too long ago, 4-4. Successful serve by number 18, Elijah Rangard. That ball is returned a little bit long by Kessler. Now, if I was to say, you know, early on here, that's a big difference of the game, just the ability of the Lancers to set up their hitters. And us, we have a lot of plays where we just get the ball over the net.
Yeah, we're just scrambling a lot and don't get to play our offense very much. We're always having to play the defense because they're hitting the ball so hard at us.
All right. Nice volleyball going over there. Kessler hits it over, and I think they're going to call her. It's a double hit. Yeah, she tried to just do a two-hand touch pass over, but she didn't quite hit it at the same time.
Yeah, the up ref, he's pretty strict on that. He's not going to let any of that go by. So.
All right, 12-5, excuse me. Nice serve by Rangard. That's blocked at the net. Kayla Kahn's going to try again and block at the net again. Randy Meyer gets it over, but it hit the net and went out of bounds. So that will go back over to Canby again. Elijah Rangard is serving.
Timeout, Rock Pile.
And they're going to take a timeout here, down 13-5. So we'll take a quick commercial break. Be back with more volleyball action from Rock Pile after these messages.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
All right, welcome back to Hello, everyone. We're in set number two here. Canby just served the ball out of bounds. That was Raya Rangard. There's some other matches going on. A big match over at in Renville. Renville County West taking on number one ranked Mineota. RCW is number 10, and so far Mineota's won the first two sets. They're up 2-0. TMTS is at Ortonville. Dawson Boyd is at TMB. RTR is at Adrian, and KMS is at YME. Other teams in the Camden Conference. That ball deflected off an Eagle player, so 14-6 now. Canby with the lead. Serving is number one Emily Nelson. She is on her right side serving. She's the lefty. Service successful. Picks up by Borstead. Over to Kittleson. Over to Kahn. The spike. That's Doug. And Kockelman with the spike, and that went long, 14-7. One thing I've noticed in all my years of watching volleyball, not that I stay glued to the TV or anything, but boy, it seems like any time there's a timeout, it really changes the momentum.
That's why you take that timeout, Bart.
There you go. Smart. I wish I could take timeouts in baseball. Well, you get three trips to the mound.
Yeah.
Nice volley going over here. Kittleson over to Brandy Meyer, just a little bit long.
But you said it right, though, Bart. Volleyball is such a momentum, and so it just seems like things get a lot easier for momentum on your side of the court. So that's what we kind of seeing tonight. It's 7:15, and Mike Powell just needs to keep digging that ball up.
Sharon Hughes-Houseman, excuse me, just checked in for Addison Dries, and she was serving, got it over the net. There's a nice hit by Kahn. Over to number four. Wow. Carly Wallum, and she just packs out wallops out Wallum.
You know, and Jaren Houseman, is that how you say that?
Yes,
defensive specialist in back. She dug that up. So it all started with her and the nice pass up to the setter and makes that hitter, you know, that ball just right there for her. So. Oh, and then I think it.
Jaren Houseman just hit it into the net. So that's 16-8 now. Candy with a little lead. We got Claire Borstead is going to serve. Queen Claire Borstead, mind you.
And I see the king is over there watching. See the missile. He's cheering her on.
We have a royalty super block at the net by Abby Amlin. Wow. Kelly Wallum went up there, and she just packed a wallop, but Abby Amlin was in the right spot, locked that down. Point lock, Carl, 16-9. Claire Borstead will serve again. Successful serve over. Nice dig by Wallum. Nice set by Emily Nelson. And a little touch pass over. Here's to Lee, back to Borstedt. She gets it over the net. Going to be set up by Nelson, and Kindot likes it, but that was picked up by the Eagles. Over to Brandy Meyer, and out, just out. I couldn't quite tell from this angle. Johnny was Johnny on the spot down there during the line judging. Point can be 17-9. Brooklyn Kindop is serving now. Good hard hit by Brandy Meyer over the net. Over to Kittleson, over to Jalen Lee. That is blocked. He deflected off of Claire Borstedt. I think was that number six?
Number six, Chris Hansen, yep.
Nice block on that one. The point can be 18-9. Again, we go up to 25 points. Best three out of five sets. If it goes to a fifth set, you go up to 15 points. That serve is out of bounds. Boy, they went to, I think, that whole first set to without making one service error, and we've seen at least three now.
We have.
In the second set. So she checks out, and I think Alaya Rangard is checking in for her. So Brandy Meyer is serving for the Eagles, down 18-10. Nice serve. That was in. Boy, that was perfectly placed right on the back line.
That was a great serve by Brandy Meyer.
No chance for the Lancers to return that one. 18-11. They just got to chip away. Going a little bit of run here. Here's Brandy Meyer with another nice serve. Deflected way off into the stands, but saved by Bryn Cockleman. Bumped over. Over to Kittleson. She's going to set up Jalen Lee. Oh, just a little bit long. Let's see. Jalen's just a little bit off her rhythm today. She's not getting that ball in front of her and on top.
I think the difference, but she's got two blockers right in front of her.
Yeah, it makes you think, doesn't it?
It does.
And there is another service error by the Lancers. So I think that's number five in this. Now the student body is getting excited again. 19-12. But they can't keep going 1 point here, 1 point there, Sue. Eventually, they're going to lose. So they need to go on a run here.
Yep.
Good serve by Abby Amlin. Going to set up Nelson. They're going to call a double hit. Just like you mentioned. Now, the official on the chair is calling that double hit, and he's called it many, many times. And the student body is chanting, you can't do that, and you can't. Abby Amlin down 13-9 to Eagle. Nice little bump. Oh, it went backwards, but got over the net by number four, Wollum. Over to Kittleson. She's setting up Lee. That was blocked at the net, but saved by Amlin. And Jada Kessler gets it over the net. Over to Cockleman. She's setting up number six. Nice stop by Claire Borstedt. But then it was just hit into the net.
Yeah, those are hard to dig off because it just goes straight down the net and you can't dig that up. But you know what? I feel a little bit of momentum change in Lac Pile here. We're 13-20, but I feel like we're playing a lot better this game.
Yeah.
You know, and it helped, you know, Cammy has some service errors, which gives us the ball.
Yeah, I would agree. A little more excitement, energy, but just when we speak, then Jada Kessler hits that one long. It's another point now, Cammy, 21-13. And, Sue, when you're playing a good team, you know, you can get a point here or there, but it's those runs by the good teams that just vary you.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
All right, over to Kittleson, sets up Jalen Lee. She gets it over. That's blocked at the net. Here comes number five, Dreesen. She gets it over, picked up by Borstedt. Jada Kessler gets it over. Over to Cockleman. And a nice little touch pass, and it went off the hands of Kessler, I believe, right?
Yeah, those are tough because it's a little off spike, and you're not ready for it, and so it just falls off your hand.
Yeah, she was going up to block, and she didn't get a chance because there's just a little touch pass, and she was off balance. Looks like we've got another timeout by Lock Parles.
I think so.
All right, so we got 22-13 here. We're going to take a commercial message and be back with the final from set number two of Lock Parles volleyball action back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Jada Kessler from the Lock Parles Valley volleyball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is John Nevins, manager of Dawson Co-op Credit Union for the past 39 years. We are proud of our history and have now grown beyond our Dawson borders. To reflect this ever-growing membership, we have changed our name to Greater Community Credit Union. Still member-owned, still same dedicated people, still same great service. Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
All right, welcome back to Lock Parles, everyone. Bart Hill along with Sue Voke. We're in set number two. Cambia is serving, leading 22-13. And there's a deflection off of Borstad into the net. So point can be now 23-13. Carly Wollum is serving for the Lancers, having a great night serving M's at the net. Got six kills. Went off of Jalen Lee's fingertips, but Caitlin Kittleson gets it over the net. Bachman sets it up. Griesen just has to get it over the net. Back to Kittleson's going to set up Jada Kessler. No good. Blocked at the net. Abby Ablin returns it over to Candy. Again to Kockman. She's setting up number one, Emily Nelson, but just got blocked at the net. Did you catch you block that one? Just got a hand on it.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because I was watching the up ref, and he's like, I waited for him to have his two fingers up again, and he did exactly what I thought he was going to do.
He's not giving you and I the peace sign. He's just letting everyone know that that was a double hit. So point Lacaparo, they need to go on a run here, Sue, down 23-14. Jalen Lee with the serve went over. Nice block by Bailey Kahn at the net. And that'll be point Lacaparo. Well, you just love the enthusiasm of the student body section. You know, we're down one set to nothing. We're down in this set. But, boy, they haven't let up at all.
Well, they're standing up and cheering their team on.
And when he gets it over, there was a nice set to number six, Grace Hansen. Big set by Bryn Cockleman to Grace Hansen. She puts it over for the point. Now they're at set point, Cammy, leading 24-15. And that went into the net. Elia Rangard serve that one in the net. I think that's their sixth or seventh service error.
I would say Janae White is going to be working on that tomorrow in practice.
Coach Wright knows that that's not the right way to serve. All right, so we got to keep this alive here. Talkman over to number one, Nelson. Gets it over back to Hiddleston. Gets it over the net. Over to Talkman. Over to Kindop. And that's blocked at the net. Nelson retrieves it over. A lot of touch passes there. Over to Brandy Meyer! And she finds a hole in the floor.
And she fired up.
She was. So set 24-17. Again, it's rally scoring, so you score on every play, so or every serve. So we need to go on a long run here. See if we can tie this up. Talkman over to Nelson. Returned by Kittleson, and she, I believe she stepped over the line.
She did.
She stepped over the line, and that is the set point. So Candy's going to win number two, 25-17. A little more competitive that time, but nonetheless, Candy's just one set away. So we'll take a couple-minute commercial break, and we'll be back to set number three from Lacaparo after these messages from our great sponsors.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Hi, this is Isabel Gertis with the Lacaparo Valley Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Going on vacation and can't take your pet? Pleasant Valley Kennels of rural Ortonville is for you. Steve and Bobby Oak's family boarding facility that takes cats, dogs, birds, and other special pets. Separate areas for dogs and cat. Call 320-273-2421.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation.
contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota.
All right, welcome back to Lac Parle, everyone. Camden Conference Volleyball action. We are in set number three. Camby won the first two sets, 25-10, 25-17. I'm alongside Sue Volk. Sue Volk, the student body, they're getting creative now over there.
Yeah, we have a roller bed over there, and it's cool.
There's a dozen kids, like, they're in a rowboat, and they're having a good time. So the homecoming spirit is alive and well, Lac Parle. All right, so Camby will be the first to serve in this third set here. Number three, Jaren Hausman serves, gets it over. Caitlin Fiddleston digs it out. Abby Amlin gets it over. Going to number one, Nelson. She sets it up, but that spike is long. And you know what, Sue? That is the first lead for Lac Parle today.
Good for them. They just got to keep on the momentum going now.
That's right. They score the next 24 in a row to win.
You called it.
All right, Claire Borsted, but the Eagles, their first lead of the night, leading 1-0. And there's a good serve. It went over the net, got back, and there's Bryn Cockelman, and it is the goal. Four hits. He held up a four. Does that mean they hit a four?
Well, obviously he's saying the ball didn't go over. So.
Okay. The ball never made it over. So. Nope. All right, so that was 4 hits, and now we're leading 2-0. Claire Borsted serving again.
Oh, man, was that a beauty. Nice ace serve, babe. Wow. Senior captain, number 6, Claire Borsted.
And she's the queen. It's her night. It's her week. What a serve. That barely made it over the net and hit right in front of the back row player. I think that's number 3, Jaren Hausman. There's another.
Oh, there it is again. Wow. So you know what you call that, Mike? That's called a campfire.
A campfire.
So when you're all sitting around watching the volleyball, talking between all of you, you call it a campfire.
All righty. So, yeah. So let's hope she keeps the fire going. Because that's 2 ace serves in a row. Eagles leading 4-0 in set number 3. Wow. And there's another bounce off the net, but it was in play, set up by Nelson. And that was blocked at the net. I'm not sure who got that, if that was Abby Amlin or Jalen Lee.
I want to say Jalen Lee, yep.
All right, Jalen Lee with the block at the net. And, Sue, we got a 5-0 lead for Lac Parle here in set number 3. And, well, that's fired up the crowd. Sarah Borsted, all hail the queen. She is serving again. He goes up 5-0. Oh, darn it, just a little bit long. I'm sure she had her adrenaline going. Number 6 is back in for Candy. That's Grace Hansen for Aliyah Rangard. Brooklyn Kindop serves, gets it over. Goes over to Amlin and over to Meyer. That's blocked in that. Back to Meyer and just a little bit long.
Yeah, I think those blockers in the fence are throwing us off a little bit. You know, we feel like you just have to like hit a little bit harder, a little bit faster, and I think that's in their head just a little bit.
Yeah, when someone's standing right in front of you, your first inclination is to maybe hit it to one side or the other, and of course if you go too far to one side, that'll go out of bounds. There's a nice spike again by Camby, deflected off an eagle. 5-3 now. Camby making a comeback. Nice serve by Kindup. Over to Meyer. That's blocked at the net. Boy. Yeah, number 4, Carly Wallum. She is just doing a fantastic job at the net. She is creating a lot of havoc.
Yes, she is.
She's not spiking the ball, she's blocking the ball. She got 6 kills on the night that leads the Lancers. Wow.
Little short, slow to serve. Those are effective as well because, you know, they've been hitting the ball or they've been serving the ball so hard, and so you're not expecting that, and it's just to have the defense off their heels.
Right. Nice serve by Brooklyn Kindop. I thought that one was a double hit there.
On the serve, you can do that.
Okay. There you go. That's why we brought in the professional. That was a good hit by number 6, Grace Hansen, deflected off an eagle.
That's her number 7 kill.
Wow. Nice job by the Lancers. In serving, we have a 6-5 lead now by Camby. There's a nice spike off the hand. Carly Wallum again. Hit that with so much power. You know, you're trying to block it, but if you don't get both hands on that block or a little bit more of your forearm, you just have no chance. 7-5 now. Kindop gets the serve over. Amlin going over to Jalen Lee, and she gets it, but it's brought back in play by Camby. Larry Borsted with the dig. Over to Kittleson. Over to Meyer. She gets it over. And he's set up by Nelson. And that's going to be touched over. by Wallum. There's Jalen Lee. Nice dig in the back row by number 8, Olivia Cleveland, in the game. But she couldn't quite get it over the net. 18 Rangard back in for Kindop. So we got Brandy Meyer. Camby 7, Lockparl 6. This is an entertaining game, Sue.
For sure.
Successful serve. Goes over to Nelson. And there is Cockleman. Wow, you're looking at her. 5 foot, 5 inch sophomore. And she's got some good ups.
Yeah, she's played on the right-hand serve hitter, and so that's a very difficult position to play sometimes.
She's got 3 kills, and she's serving the ball. There's the Kessler with the strike. Nice kill by Kessler, Jada Kessler. And Jada's a junior outside hitter.
Yeah, she didn't get to play much last season. I think she had a wrist injury or a hand injury or something, so it's nice to see her back.
All right, Abby Amlin serving. He goes down by 1-8-7. Successful serve set up by Nelson, and there's a spike. Nobody around for number 4, Carly Wallum, and that's number 8 for her. 8 kills on the night. Excellent job. And we got number 5, Dreesen, checking in for number 8, Olivia Cleveland. So Carly Wallum now will be serving. She serves on the left side of the back row. Dug by Meyer over to Killison and Jalen Lee for the spike, for the kill. That's her fifth on the night. That leads the Eagles. And 9-8. Lockparl's hanging around this set. And they have a monumental task, but let's take it one set at a time. Ooh. And Jalen Lee just hit a little too soft into the net. Points for Canby, 10-8 here. Third set, you're joining us just now. There's a serve by Brandgard, and that one's the net. Boy, I think you are absolutely right. The Canby Lancer coaching staff is going to have an emphasis, I believe, on serving tomorrow.
I was watching her, and she shook her head.
And I believe they have another match or tournament coming up this weekend, so we'll see. All right, Peyton Saxon serving for the Eagles. Successful serve over to Nelson, over to Kindop. Didn't quite get it over. It was blocked at the net. Over to Dreesen. That was blocked by Kahn. Back over to Nelson. She gets it over, and it's just, well, not one of those where it's kind of a pinball machine back there.
Yeah, I think Lockparl plays in St. James, I think, this weekend at the tournament, and I think the B squad is playing in tournament in Dawson.
All right, 11-9 now, Canby with the lead in third set. If they win this one, they will win the match. Ooh, boy. That was bumped right at the net.
Right at her.
Number 9, there's your meatball.
There it is.
There is your meatball. I feel like I'm part Italian now. Just call me Luigi. Over to Kittleson, over to Meyer. Oh, that was deflected, but got over the net by Nelson. Wow, she basically was just kind of defending herself. That was a hard spike right at her, but it bounced off her. It looks like we're going to take timeout. Lockparl. Got Canby 13, Lockparl 9. We're in set number 3 of this Camden Conference volleyball match. We'll be back after these messages.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-775-2445. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
All right, welcome back to Lockparl, everyone. Bart Hill, along with Sue Roque, we are in set number 3, Camden Conference Volleyball Action. Canby with a 13-9 lead. The Eagles led this game 5-0 before the comeback by Canby. And there's another service error by the Lancers. But they've had quite a few of those, so point Lockparl. We got Caitlin Kittleson is serving for the Eagles. Successful serve. It's in the ground.
And that is not going to be able to be returned.
That was a nice hard serve.
Yeah, Addison Dreesen tried to get it up in the air, but couldn't get it up high enough for one of the teammates to keep it alive. So 13-11 now.
Pass the block out.
All right. So we got a substitution back in. Number three is Jaron Husman in for Addison Dreesen for the Lancers, and she will be serving. Husman.
Maybe we should talk a little bit about the Taste of Lac for tomorrow. It's from 3:30 to 7, or it's 5 to 7 out here at Lac Pearl Valley before the football game, and they have caramel apples and pulled pork sandwiches and nachos and pork chops and cheese curds and cherry berry cookie dough and wings and cookies, and it sounds like a lot of things for tomorrow. So not doing anything, come out at least for some food.
There you go. Gotta love it. Who doesn't like food? All right, 15-11 now, and there's a nice little touch pass and gets back to the Eagles over to Kittleson. Over to Meyer, bumps it over to the back row. Grandgard gets it up to number four, Wallum, and that was blocked. Back to Wallum, over to Nelson, and there's Cockerman. That was just too long there from the right side of the net.
Oh, Lackwell wanted to touch. They thought, or Tammy wanted to touch. They thought that they got up on that block, but I think it was over the block.
All right, 15-12 now. Again, this is the third set, so if Camby would win, they would win the match. Claire Borstead with the serve, and boy, that one went really, really long. Yeah, we've noticed that it seems like when the Eagles have a service error, it's because they just clearly hit it way too long. Brooklyn Kindot with the serve. It's successful over to Hamlin. Going to get it to Jalen Lee. Tries to touch it over. Not good. Back to Kindot. Over to Cockerman. She fires it in there. Blocked by Peyton Fax.
Nice save by Claire Borstead.
And there we go. Number four, Wallum with a hard hit. That's deflected. Kept alive by Kittleson over the net.
Good volley here, Bart.
And Nelson, another good volley. That's back to Lee. And that's saved. It's diving save by Nelson. And that's hit over by Cockerman. There we go to Hamlin, over to Jalen Lee, and that's a dive back over to the Eagles, over to Borstead, here we go, Brandy Meyer, and that's blocked again, back to Lee, over to Meyer again, and she's got it, and that's kept alive by Candy. Wallum gets it over, Borstead goes down and gets it, and,
oh, he's calling a lift.
Okay, calling a lift on that one. Boy, there were girls flying all around, diving all over the place.
That was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was. Unfortunately for the Eagles, Camby picked up the point on that lift by our back row player. So they are serving with a 17-12 lead. Well, that looked like a double hit. But it's nonetheless, it went off the net. Doesn't matter. Point lack of Pearl. 17-13 now. They have to come back and win this game or the night is over. So we got Jada Kessler checking in for Peyton Fax. And she will go to the front row. Brandy Meyer is going to serve. She moves to the middle of the court here. That is a good serve.
A very nice serve, too.
And gets up to Cockerman. Hard spike. Went off the hands, I think, of Kessler out of bounds. But last touch by Kessler. Point Canby. 18-13 now. Cockerman has five kills in the night. First, Wallum is leading with 8 kills. Successful serve by Cockerman. Over to Hamlin. Over to Kessler, over the net. Back to Nelson. Wow, the lefty. You couldn't place that any better.
Nope, she got the corner.
He's on the right side of the net. Struck it all the way across to the back corner, right in the corner. Point Canby, 19-13. There's a nice serve and a good stop at the net. Another point Canby.
So it's the first time I see Janae White off the bench, but she's She's talking to one of her other players, but she calls out the serves and where the she calls out numbers and where to serve it on the other side to her defense, and so
another long volley here, and nobody picked that one up.
Campfire.
There's another campfire. I think I saw some marshmallows and chocolate bars, so they might be getting ready for some s'mores. And if you're the Eagles, we hope there's some more of that for us. 20-13.
Nice.
The Eagles are down. Successful serve by Hamlin. Here comes Wallum with a hard fight, but still that went out of bounds. 20-15 now.
Boy, I tell you what, she was up in the air on that one and just got on top of the ball.
So 20-15 now. That's a nice successful hit by Wallum. Nice dig by Brandy Meyer in the back row. Claire Borstead's got to get it over, and she does. Cockerman goes down and keeps that one alive. There's a spike by number 6, Sherry Sampson. Back over the net from the Eagles. Over to Cockerman. Over to Wallum. Nice dig by Brandy Meyer. Over to Jada Kessler in the corner. Nice stop over there by Jaren Hausman. Another spike. Another save by the Eagles. Jada Kessler. She gets it over. Here comes Wallum again. That was blocked. Returned by Jalen Lee. Good net play there. There's Wallum again. And that time she found some floor.
Yeah, she was way on top of that ball, and she was timeout, Lex Powell.
That's her ninth kill now today for Canby, and timeout, Lex Powell. So we'll take a commercial break here and be back with more action from Lex Powell after these messages.
Hi, this is Claire Borsa from the LQP volleyball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Canby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Canby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof, Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics, from our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases. Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Canby, and Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Lac Parle Valley. We have Canby 21, Lac Parle 15 in the third set here. Lac Parle's got some work to do, Sue.
They do. Just got to keep one point in the time.
That's right. You can't get a grand slam. There's a return by Canby, and nice net play by Jada Kessler. Kind of a little soft volley over is just rolling across the top of the net.
Yeah, he's up left called 4 hits. So
oh, he did.
Yeah,
okay.
He felt that it didn't go over, but
okay.
Nonetheless, point Lac Parle.
21-16, Jalen Lee with a successful serve. There's a nice set by Nelson over the net. Goes over to Kittleson, and that was blocked at the net by, I believe that was Grace Hansen.
Yeah, for sure.
Number 6. Kaylee Kahn put up a nice hit, but didn't have any place to go with it. Got a substitute in now. Brooklyn Kindop is in for Aliyah Rangard. We got serving as number 6, Grace Hansen for the Lancers, up 22-16. And another service error by the Lancers. Well, that's one thing that's been keeping the Eagles in this match.
For sure. Yeah, because every time you hit it out, that's point Lac Parle.
All right, Peyton Spax in for Jada Kessler, and she'll go to serve now. Eagles are down 22-17. They've got to go on a run here. Canby just needs to get to 25 to win this match. Successful serve dug by Rangard over the net. There's Caitlin Kittleson. She couldn't get it over. Now they get it over. Goes to Nelson. Kindop. That's blocked at the net by Kahn. And Kindop gets it right back and puts it down for the kill. 23-17 now. 2 points to go for the Lancers. And serving is number 1, Emily Nelson, the lefty, does a nice job. That's over and blocked at the net. Picked up by Borstead, over to Kittleson, over to Kahn. Wallum in the back row digs that. Over to number 11. Nice hit over to Haley Noyes. I don't know how much she's been in, but she had a nice hit over the net there
to find open
floor. And now we are at set and match point, 24-17 for Canby. And here's Nelson, dug by Claire Borstead, kept alive by Kahn, over by Amlin. There's going to be a set by Nelson over to Rangard, and
So he tells the Bales is playing the back row, and she can't go ahead of the 10-foot line and get that ball, and he felt that.
Yeah, she was
She was in the air a long time, but...
So, yes, if you're in that back row, you can't come up across that 10-foot line, and that's what she did, and the referees are both kind of chuckling, and So is Janae right?
Yeah.
So she might have agreed with him.
No, I don't think. I think she called anything. Maybe he should just.
Oh, okay. There it is. That was blocked at the, not blocked at the net, trying to hit over. And so that is the match point there. Camby's going to win that third set, 25-18, and they're going to win the match 3-0. So we're going to take a few minute commercial break here. We'll come back with your Neon Needles post-game show and our player of the game, and we are hoping to get a chance to talk to either both of the coaches or one of the coaches for this match. So your final is Camby 3, Lac Parle 0. We'll be back after these messages.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Camby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Hi, I'm Jalen Lee from the LQPV volleyball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lac Parle Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lac Parle Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.com. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3344. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-987-536
on Q92 by Hoffman Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. Crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320 297
0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome back to Lacaparral, everyone. This is Bart Hill with our Neon Needles post-game show. And Neon Needles, when we look good, they look good. And you know what else looks good? Our player of the game, our Neon Needles Subway player of the game is Carly Wallum. Carly, talk us through that match tonight. You won the game or match 3-0, but in that third set, that was a little bit closer than the first two.
Yeah, I think we really just pushed back and played really good defense and played well as a team. And our setters did a really good job placing the ball where it needs to be for the hitters to be successful.
Well, that's one thing we remarked many times on here. It seemed like the Lancers were doing a much better job getting it to their setters. The setters were getting it to the hitters. And it wasn't just you. You have a lot of girls on your team that can get the ball over the net with a lot of power.
Yeah, I think that helps because then the block doesn't know where to go, so it's not really one player's game. It's everybody helping out, and every single one of us can put the ball away, so it really helps us on the court.
That's awesome. I see you have your some of your teammates are down there in front of us listening on the radio, so I don't know if you want to give them a shout-out or not.
Yep, our setters, Brent Cockman and Emily Nelson, and the other outside, Ash and Dreeson, they're always supporting me, and the whole team are a really good climate to be around.
That's awesome. We were remarking when we did the pregame show, there are four teams from the Camden Conference that are ranked in the top 10 in the state. So this is like a gauntlet going through trying to get through the Camden Conference in the section this year. So just talk about, you know, what it takes to be successful when you face this kind of competition night in and night out.
I think you really just have to treat every game like it's going to be your last and play hard because our conference is so hard that you just have to play your best every game. And I think that helps us because we're always getting better when the competition is good. So that's really helpful for us.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. So, again, we've got Carly Wallum as the Neon Needles Subway player of the game. We had you unofficially for 9 kills in the three-set match victory, 25-10, 25-17, and 25-18. Carly, good luck. Congratulations. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
And we'll turn it over to your head coach here. So then we've got Cambie's going to go, I believe, to 9-3 on the year. We've got Janae Wright is joining us now. Coach, great player of the game there. What a nice young lady. Talk about your overall team tonight in this three-set victory.
Hey, I'm proud of these kids. They came out. They came focused. And we have a big city tournament to head to at Burnsville starting tomorrow and Saturday. We'll play Mayor Lutheran on Saturday morning. We love the competition. We love the Camden. I was just proud the girls came out focused, and they were pretty steady.
Well, you know, you have the homecoming crowd here. You got all these kids dressed in neon. They virtually were on their feet the whole game, you know.
Yes.
They didn't always have a lot to cheer about, but they were making noise, and that environment can be a little intimidating, but it seemed like your girls handled it really well.
We practice that variable all the time, and we really think just coming out in focus and just playing our game, our tempo, is what we want. And it helps because then it silences the crowd when we get a couple kills here and there. And that's what we did tonight. Very proud of our kids.
Awesome. Talk about your net play because we remarked, you know, it's not just one person, not just two people, not just three. You got four or five different girls that come up there and they can attack the net, both blocking and getting the kills.
I was so proud of our block. Lots of touches tonight, and we are not the tallest team in the Camden.
No.
We've got one kid at 6, and the rest, I don't know if they're past 5'9", and I thought they had fast feet at the net. We practice that all the time, and I guess I'm proud with them, with all the touches they did get. And that's probably the most blocks we've had for a while. So very, very proud of this team.
Well, good job. Congratulations. Good luck in that tournament. Good luck down the road in the gauntlet known as the Camden Conference.
Yes, so, yes. We're ready. Bring it on.
Congratulations again. Thank you, Coach. All right, we'll turn it back over just for a few more brief words. So, Sue, give us your final summary of the match here again. Camby winning 25-10, 25-17, 25-18 to win 3-0.
Well, I thought it was fun. You know, there's just momentum times in a match where, you know, you get down like 3, 4, 5, you know, points, and you just got to keep barreling back. And I thought Rockapallo played a lot better in the second and third set tonight than when they started out tonight. So they'll bounce back. Camby's a good team. They just got to get back at it this weekend and when they go to St. James.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier for any of the teams in the Camden Conference. So we have our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. It happened to put the Eagles up 5-0 in that third set, and everything was going right. But after a long volley, I can't remember who dug it, but they got it to Caitlin Kittleson. She passed off to Kaylee Kahn, and she put down a spike, and it, boy, that just the crowd was going wild. It was really exciting to see, and so that was one of the, I guess, few bright spots of the Eagles tonight.
For sure.
All right, so this is your Neon Needles post-game show again. Neon Needles. Hey, Sue, when we look good, they look good. And we all, well, at least you always look good. I don't know about me. So we'll sign off here from Lacapaul Valley. Your final score was Canby 1, 3-0 over Lacapaul Valley. Again, thank those great sponsors, and everyone have a great night.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimmel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
It's 8:41 here at Q92 Radio.
Great music for Madison, Canby, and Ortonville on Q92, 92.1 FM.
He just caught the Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot day in January, like he said it'd be if he ever left me. A case of gone was all he carried as he got on the Jamestown Ferry. And he said that gone was all he'd ever be. I didn't think that he'd leave me after saying how much he needs me. But the fact still remains, I'm sitting here all alone, missing the loving of my baby. Lord, it's about to drive me crazy. He was the sweetest piece of heaven I've ever known. He just caught the Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot day in January, like he said it'd be if he ever left me. A case of gone was all he carried as he got on the Jamestown Ferry. And he said that gone was all he'd ever be. As I walk through his kingdom of honky-tonks and bars, I remember how he'd hold me and comfort me with talk. He didn't cuss with every breath. He had a soothing southern drawl. Just caught the Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot day in January, like he said it'd be if he ever left me. A case of gone was all he carried as he got on the Jamestown Ferry. And he said that gone was all he'd ever be. Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot day in January, like he said it'd be.
Through the sleepless nights I cry for. Is kissing you.